I just kind of realized that I'm in this movie theater. It's dark and I'm beside a woman. Brown hair, upturned nose, sharp knife-like eyebrows. I got my arm around her, and on the screen of this movie, the military has sent these fighter airplanes to bomb these blue intelligent beings that look like cough drops, transparent bodies. I have no idea what's going on. So I go to this party. I don't know the people very well here. They're associated with the people I hang out with. Not long into it, it becomes an orgy. Everybody's totally naked and switching partners every few minutes. I eat black pussy for the first time. Lots of excellent, fantastic sex. And, I go to the party house I normally hang out with, McFing House, and I tell everybody about it. They're awestruck. It's like, wow, that's one hell of a party. Then I realize this is the party that was a dream. I should tell them. I just got confused with the dream I had. So I'm hanging out at Mom and Dad's, talking to Dad, when this truck pulls down the lane and up the pond, and a couple kids get out. They have some sort of a big airplane toys that they're flying around, and so I asked Dad, who are these kids? You know anything about this? And he's got guesses, but he has no idea. So he asked me, could you go over there and ask them who the hell they are and what's going on, why they're here. So I do, and I realize there's a whole bunch of cars and trucks parked around the pond, and a bunch of people fishing. There's a whole bunch of them. I'm really fucking pissed off, and I mean to be cool as I approach them, but first thing I do is, without even planning or thinking on it, I grab this guy's fishing pole out of his hand and fling it away. I fling it with such force It flies end over end. Up and over the trees and probably middle of the road on the next street. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you fishing en masse? I don't think you guys have permission. There's about 20 of them now, and they just immediately drop their poles and march over, tufted up like they're ready to fight. I'm whole standing my ground, and one guy pulls out a knife. He's like, this is a free country. We pay our taxes. We're gonna fish wherever the fuck we want. I look around, I see a couple shotguns being produced from trench coats. A guy standing right beside me has pulled out a sawed-off. He asked me if maybe I'd like to chill out, or maybe I would just like to air out my brains on the grass. Choice is mine. But I select a third option that he hadn't offered. I slap that sawed off hard, and it flips up, pointing at his face, and I wrestling him for the gun, and I pull the trigger, blowing his fucking head off. I swivel and fire at the other shotgun guy, then a knife guy takes a face shot. I'm blasting rounds in the motherfuckers as they run for their trucks, their big redneck trucks. I'm blasting rounds into the fucking redneck trucks as they drive away. These particular trespassers never come back, no matter what their perceived rights are. It's late at night and I'm creeped out. Keep thinking I hear things. Keep looking out all the windows. It's pretty dark. I can't really see anything at all out there. Just darkness. But I keep checking occasionally. Because, was that a car door? Did I hear a muffled word or two? Maybe a footstep. It's late at night, really dark. And this paranoia is persistent. Finally open my front door and look outside. There's nothing out there. I mean, literally, there is nothing. Nothing out there. There's my trailer, there's my front porch, which I'm standing on, gawking, looking down. There's no grass. There's nothing. I throw stuff out of the trash into the